Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Today is July 26th, everybody. We are smack dab in the middle of summer already. So for today's review preview series, where we invite experts in to help us curate some of the culture out there, we thought we should get to songs of the summer before the summer's over. Joining me now to share their picks are Charlie Harding and Nate Sloan, co-hosts of the podcast Switched on Pop and co-authors of the great book of the same name. Charlie, hi.
Allison, thanks for having us back. So great to talk to you.
Nate, thanks for joining us again.
Great to be back, Allison. Ready to dive in.
All right, let's start with Olivia Rodrigo. This has really been the summer of Olivia. She's released her debut album, Sour, at the end of May. The first two singles, Driver's License and Deja Vu, were everywhere. But there's a third single on the horizon, Good For You. It's a little bit different for the star. So let's start with you, Charlie. What makes Good For You stand out on this album?
Sometimes you need in summer a absolute angsty release. This is your summer breakup anthem, and sometimes things just aren't going quite right in the summer. You know, we want to have a good summer, but sometimes you got to break up with someone. You got to do it by raging on the mic, and she does so powerfully. Really part of this trend of the return of pop punk and emo on the charts. It's a really spectacular, fun track.
What are some of the influences we're hearing on this song, Nate?
Yeah, I think she's reaching back to kind of early millennial emo power punk groups like Paramore. I mean, Misery Business, their 2007 hit, I think is definitely a clear influence for Olivia Rodrigo. But she's making that sound her own. And, you know, every time the song comes on the radio, which is frequently, I have to turn it up because the mix of empowerment and righteous anger that I get from her voice every time I hear the song is just so cathartic.
Let's take a listen to Good For You from Olivia Rodrigo. Strong use of sociopath, That's Olivia Rodrigo. Let's talk about Bleachers, Stop Making This Hurt. This is work from Jack Antonoff. He's been busy, obviously, produced Taylor Swift's Folklore, Lana Del Rey's last two albums, Lorde's upcoming solo power. We'll talk about that in a minute. Charlie, what is his strength as a producer, and then what's his strength as a performer?
His strength as a producer is he really understands the production process. Nate and I just spoke with Jack a few days ago. We'll be publishing an interview next week on Switched on Pop with him, where he talks about in the creative process, you have to embrace side A and side B. Side A is when you are in just complete creative, just try everything. And you throw stuff to the wall, you see what sticks, and eventually something starts to form. And he says, all of a sudden you recognize it. You know what the record's going to be. You can't stop. You have to finish the record. And so he tells us all about the process of where all of a sudden he's put together this song, Stop Making This Hurt. It's coming together. He knows what this record's going to be. And he's a distinctive producer. You can hear his sound, which is fairly, I think, sort of perfectionist, really understands what he's going for. And on this record, there's a real sort of live-sounding recording. You can hear a lot of influences, sort of like the E Street Band and Bruce Springsteen. But yeah, he really understands that the creative process needs to both be messy and then extremely curated once you figure out what the message is going to be.
Let's take a listen to Stop Making This Hurt from Bleachers.
voices. Stop making us hurt.
If it's because of the title, Stop Making This Hurt, that I feel like if you told me Jack Antonoff was David Byrne's love child, I'd believe you.
Yeah, perhaps the love child of David Byrne and Bruce Springsteen, if we want to go there. No, I mean, I love listening to this. I remember when Charlie and I spoke to Jack, he talked about this feeling of being so excited to get back to live performance, because live performance is a place where there's where cynicism cannot exist. And I feel like even listening to this, it almost sounds like a live record. And so I think it's a great signal for, you know, the possibility of getting out into the world again.
My guests are Charlie Harding and Nate Sloan. Their podcast is Switched on Pop. We're doing a summer music review preview. At the end of May, the duo City Girls released a single called Twerkulator, which went viral and gained a lot of popularity on TikTok. But it took a while to get the song released because of an uncleared Afrika Bambaataa sample. So, Charlie, what happened here, and is this going to be an ongoing TikTok issue?
Well, what happens is, you know, songs get leaked before they actually get published, and clearing songs with samples these days is a very complicated business. But what's very great about this song is that it demonstrates that we can go and dig up classic history within popular music, take a sample like Afrika Bambaataa, and which also happens to sample a number of instances of Kraftwerk. There's like layers upon layers upon layers of references. And I think what's fun about a track like this is that it shows that you can use, you can take a dance move like twerking, you can take a platform like TikTok, but you can also take a bunch of history, mash them all together, and make a very powerful statement.
Let's listen to a clip from the hit song Twerkulator.
It's time for the twerkulator. I'ma shake what my mama gave me. I'ma shake my money maker. It's time for the twerkulator. 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 Hey. JT, I'm fly with it. CITY with it. Right cheek, left cheek with it. Fun size on fleet with it. Slim, thick, petite with it. G wet with the key missing. One time for my freak. Hey. Hey. After hour, no sleep. When I get my freak on, they throwing money like me, chum. When I do my dance, money fight, these throwing bands. JC, I ain't playing. Look, don't want your man.
So, Nate, what influences do you hear there?
I mean, some of the ones Charlie mentioned, it's this kind of almost like an archaeology of of music. It goes back to the 90s house track Percolator by Kashmir, and then you stretch further back to the 80s with Afrika Bambaataa and Planet Rock, and that stretches even further back to the 70s with Kraftwerk. But then here comes City Girls, and they're taking all these male artists, and they're putting their female stamp on the sound. We spoke to this amazing professor, Dr. Kira Gaunt, on our program Switched on Pop, and she explained that she hears this reclamation of twerking and this rise of female artists in hip hop as really a strong statement against the kind of prevalent misogyny and masculinity of hip hop. So not only is this a really fun song to get down to, it also maybe has some political undertones to it.
Yeah, I love that sort of lovely film of Missy Elliott sort of wafting over, sort of working its
Absolutely,
way over.
Yeah. Yeah, hints of notes of Missy I'm getting, you know, from
this
blend. Yeah.
Let's talk about BTS, huge K-pop band, obviously. The hit single is Butter. It's a second English language single. I think most people have probably heard it, but for those who haven't, let's listen. BTS with Butter, and clearly I think people are listening who know these songs. We're having an audio issue a little bit, so the songs are sounding just a little bit different than they would normally, but everybody's getting the vibe. Everybody's getting
it. Let's say it's chopped and screwed, Allison. How about that?
You know what? Maybe, well, as they say, we'll fix it in post, as they say in the TV and radio
Love
biz.
It.
So you guys were able to speak with producer Jenna Andrews about that song. What... Let's start with you, Charlie. What vibe were they going for? What sound? What were her goals for that song?
Well, the song was meant to be a pure, fun summer hit. It was written during the pandemic between Jenna's house in New Jersey. She was working from her garage and, of course, Seoul, where the BTS are. And they wanted to write something that was a deep contrast to the just the real pains and struggles of quarantine. They knew they just needed to have a summer hit. And so... she was kind of like vibing on things, throwing some stuff out there, and one of her co-writers said, can we just do like a smooth criminally kind of thing? And so right off the bat, she sings for me. She's like, I got the line. Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover, very clear, like 90s MJ throwback. And throughout it, there's just throwback mm-hmm. reference. And over what, I think it was, she told me 50 rewrites and 300 voice notes back and forth, mostly written over voice note with the folks in BTS. And they finally came around and made Butter, and it is such a fun summer hit. I think it totally works.
Let's get to Yola releasing her second album, Stand For Myself. It's coming out on July 30th. Her first album, Walk Through Fire, so much critical acclaim, multi-Grammy nominations. Maybe public radio fans know her from her great Tiny Desk concert. Nate, for those who don't know, what makes Yola special?
Yeah, you know, Yola is an incredible performer, an incredible songwriter, and someone with a voice that just, like, reaches out of the speaker and slaps you across the face. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It is just, it's so powerful. But it's not just her instrument that's so powerful. You know, a lot of the themes on her new album are really trenchant as well, tackling inequality, tackling identity, tackling allyship. But she does it in a way that throws back to 70s funk and soul and is always so catchy and lushly orchestrated that you don't even realize that you're kind of getting a message because you're just too swept along in the sound of it.
All right, so we've got like five producers trying to figure out what the audio issue is. So we're going to try it. We're going to play this track from Yola. Fingers crossed. Let's listen.
Everybody's saying that it's going to be all right. But I can't help but wonder if it's going to be on my dime. Growing up against a tie.
part of me is so happy we got Yola right. We got that straightened out. So in our final moments, each of you, you're on repeat for you this summer. What song is it? Charlie, you first.
You know, I got to go with Lord Solar Power. It is a slow burn summer hit. It starts with a simple little acoustic guitar, but it opens up in this way that just invites you to go outside into the sun with a chorus of Lord singing behind some amazing acoustic instruments, and it's just a chorus of herself. It is my absolute favorite song right now.
How about for you, Nate?
You know, I'm going to go with another song from a band we've already talked about. BTS has a new track called Permission to Dance, and it is equally as catchy and infectious as Butter. I cannot get enough of these young men from Korea. That's what I'm going to be listening to all summer.
All right, everybody, you have additions for your summer playlist. Thanks to Charlie Harding and Nate Sloan. You should definitely check out their podcast, Switched on Pop. Charlie and Nate, as always, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.